I get a dish for you?
Then I have apples.
But they
can't
be mad.
Gemma, did you tell Grandpa about how many times you washed your hair yesterday?
Two times.
You washed your hair 2 times? What did you do that for?
I just straightened my hair. Right in the middle of the way.
Did you get it wet when you were swimming at nursery school?
Mm-hmm. I did that on my face.
Then where did you go swimming in the afternoon?
Well, that'll be all right.
I don't know.
Did you get your hair wet in the afternoon?
Peter Pool.
You went to Peter Pool? You mean you went swimming again?
Yes.
I'm so glad to see how you can swim now.
Oh, for goodness gracious, Beth.
And walk like this only when my hands are no splashing.
With no splashing?
Yes, and walk like this.
I have to!
And you tell him how you can do with your face? What happens to your face when you go swimming?
Sometimes the face goes down.
You went under, you mean? You'll be able to dive pretty quick, won't you? Okay, Polly, go let me have a piece of toast.
And then, where did you get your hair wet the last time yesterday?
Up there.
Thank you.
So she got it wet.
That, where'd you get it wet up there?
You're joking.
Yeah.
I'm right in the middle.
In the middle of what?
You want this cut up?
Yeah. Cutting.
And who played here yesterday? See, you didn't see Grandpa very much yesterday, so he doesn't know what happened to you. Who came up and played with you yesterday after nursery school?
Remember, there were three of us came up. You and Donnie.
No, don't say that. You must have listened.
I must have listened, did you say? Another thought occurred to me, Jane.
Would you like some sugar on your peach?
In your write up about the. I think it would probably be helpful to somehow relate him to the college of the Upper Mississippi Valley.
Mm-hmm.
These people who come here tend to develop a kind of a sentimental interest in this place.
Milky.
That adds to
their
interest in they take away with them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They not help. I've eaten breakfast. I've had my breakfast already.
Oh. Do you want some toast?
No.
Well, you'll have some.
Oh. It's submerged in milk. You can't put all milk toast. I think you want something on there. Otherwise, your clean britches will get ruined. Want this on? You want this? Well, I must get about my business. I just won't leave 15 and a half an hour.
What? What time?
In half an hour.
Quarter an hour. Would you excuse me? excuse me if I go upstairs for a few minutes?
I said yeah.
Do what? They're good, aren't they? May I have one piece, please?
The canal is a piece.
This one. Thank you. I forgot to look at your painting. The one for Tom? Well, it's here. I didn't send it to you. Are you trying to steal my toes?
There's somebody's
toes. I said you are.
There's somebody's toes.
You want a big piece?
Mommy, I made two paintings. Three paintings.
Three?
Mommy, the only one I made is the appetite.
No, well, that's fair.
I made three. And somebody's
toes. And they'll get it home. And show up to their mother and say, see what I painted, and then they'll open it up. It'll be changed.
Locks.
I break it tomorrow.
I see you did. Tomorrow or yesterday? But you know, it's nice and fluffy in front. It looks very nice this morning. Nice and fluffy and dry. I'll go get your ladder so I can see you in here. See the picture of the girl, Paul?
Upside down.
He's kind of an upside down boy sometimes, isn't he? You'll be good when Donald comes this morning. What do you get?
Yeah.
Hey, you know something?
What is though?
You know something?
What?
You hold this tight while I go get them some rubber bands.
I run away.
Red? Do you want this peach? I could take the one that you have that's cut up?
I don't have any.
Do you want this one?
Emma, I think we didn't put those back yesterday.
Oh.
No.
No, she has two blue ones upstairs.
You want to get your two? Here are two blue ones. Well, you hurry.
Something up there.
Nobody.
Well, what did Grandpa Tim do all the day?
Nothing.
Grandpa Tim did nothing. What do you think I let him go up to the farm for?
I don't know.
Here we were busy entertaining all day long.
This fence. Come on, talking to it. Grandpa talking to it.
Well, it's all right. You don't need to, if it's just less than 10 minutes, it's all cold. I have to make a big racket on it, see? Very big racket. And if I lift up a spoon and let it fall down, it'll make a big racket, too. So I put it down very quietly. What'd you do up there all day, Gemma? I didn't see you doing much of anything when I was around.
No, nothing.
Didn't do anything?
You told us you played school.
Oh, I forgot.
Did you play school? Who did you play school with?
Miss Kathy. Mm-hmm. Kathy and I played school.
Were you the teacher or was Kathy the teacher?
I was the teacher.
Mm. Where did you have your school?
Inside the house.
You did? Which room?
No.
In the living room, or where the dining room table was, or in the other
no,
room?
And there was a piano with an organist.
Oh, yes. Well, that was nice.
Not easy.
What subjects did you teach?
We just were talking and reading and look at pictures and lessons.
Did you teach Kathy how to speak Danish?
No.
Did you read her about Kathy Kangaroo?
No.
Oh, Jim, did you see that paper doll that was Captain Kangaroo? That one you cut out today?
No.
Well, it is.
Oh. I didn't even see you.
I have to go to Worcester tomorrow.
You
Worcester,
can.
Mass? Worcester tomorrow.
You can, Grandpa.
Why not?
Oh, you can. I want to see you.
What are you going to do in Worcester?
You can go with me if you want to.
Should I, Mom?
I guess you could. Ask him how early he's going to start. See if you have to get up too early.
What long you have to stop?
What?
How long you have to stop?
Start.
When do
stop.
I have to start? Oh, around 9, 10 o'clock probably in the morning.
Maybe you could be ready then, huh?
Maybe. I couldn't ride and I'm going right first. I went already.
We have to get some pots for the mowing machine.
How long days are you going to stay there?
Oh, not very long, just 2 minutes. It's long enough to buy something. If I have it. Did Paul tell you what we did?
No.
Did you know that we got stuck? I got stuck with the car, you know, down the field.
What down the field?
Where I was mowing.
What field were you
mowing? You know where I was mowing all day up there?
Yes. You got stuck there?
Mm-hmm. So Uncle Fred came down with the tractor. And I hit the chain from the tractor onto the car, and then Paul and I got in the car.
You pulled my finger right off. Do it like that again. No, not like that. No, do it like that. Give me a post. You didn't even give me a post. Again. You wasn't strong enough to give me a post. Yeah, I didn't.
To give you a what?
Post.
Something to push against. Oh, a post.
So I can get out of them. Now be good to that. I sat in
where,
on a post.
Gemma, where are the frogs that you saw on Spruce Mountain?
Just down below.
Not on the top?
No.
Did you tell Mother what was on the top of the mountain?
No.
Well, right. Then you better tell her.
I don't know. I can't remember. The tower. It's going right on top.
Did you climb up the steps?
Yes.
Did you look out the window?
The door isn't open, so we can't go in.
Oh, that was too bad. Did you see the man?
No, the man is working on something.
He was doing what?
He was working on the wires.
Oh.
Working on the wires.
Oh.
Telephone wires, weren't they? He was working on?
Yes.
But we saw his house, didn't we?
We saw his house. Keep it right there, Swiss. Oh.
Did you find any berries?
Yes.
Say, you know, you people came down too late. Allison and I saw the strangest thing. I mean, we left before you came. There was a tree there that was eaten out by something, you know, like as if it had been a beaver. But it was right there where we parked. Now, what do you think it would have been? I mean, rather there were chips, you know, even chips, like it had been, but it was a hole pecked away, only, you know, quite a sizable one, down near the ground, only about 2 feet off the ground.
Keep your thing up there.
Might be a hedgehog.
Keep it way tight like you did before. Like a swing.
When we first were there, we heard something in one tree, but we never could see it. Then later we were looking around and we saw this in another tree.
I'm so worn out. I'm old. We
can't
yes.
Watch out, honey.
Somebody has to talk to it.
Well, why don't you tell
us? We don't have to talk to
it. Did you tell Grandpa Tim what you did at nursery school yesterday, what you had?
No.
She can't remember.
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes. And juice. And cake.
I didn't hear about the cake.
Where'd you have a party?
The last time.
What kind of cake was it?
Eating cake. This holding cake.
What kind?
He decided to hold it and eat it. The cookies cake.
Like brownies?
Yes.
Were they chocolate? Like brownies?
Nobody hears us, did they?
No.
Secret.
When did Paul fall asleep?
In the car.
When?
When we just couldn't stop.
When you're still up at the farm?
Yes. Just going to stop. And when we're going to stop on the car.
Which way did you come down?
Huh?
Which way did you come down?
Not that way to go Betty's house.
No?
Up that other way. There.
You come to the village?
That way to see the other cows.
Did you come by Christy's house?
No.
Did you come by Ellen's house?
Yes.
Oh, you must have come by Christy's house then.
No, I didn't.
I thought you were going to get your hair cut, Jim.
No, she has to have her picture taken first.
Well, I've taken it several times.
Yeah, but we have special pictures with special hairdos. So she'll have evidence that she's had it, so she won't be teasing all her life to have a ponytail. I don't think anybody's taken any picture when she's had a... had one big ponytail up here.
Way on
she's
top.
Only had it about three times all summer.
She'll do your ponytail tomorrow. I'll take a picture and you can get your hair cut before you go west.
Oh, I told her she should wait till she got out there and then we can cut it. Either there or on the way back.
It's immediate travel to cut.
You're getting by my...
Well, I don't know if that's an important consideration.
Well, I just thought as long as it's been this long, we waited another few days.
You want to go get some? Huh? Don't you know who they are? Well, maybe Grandpa will get them before he sits down if you ask him to.
What? Sorry, what? Some alphabets? Well, I can try and get you some alphabets. Hey, I got this for your mother.
Oh, this is the thing which you read just that little tiny quotation. There isn't a Clinton one this morning. I guess we'll get something else for him. Are you going to want a piece of toast?
No, no, not toast.
You want a piece of toast?
No, I want toast.
Hmm? Yes, thank you.
Ooh.
I will have some toast. Are you going
to... already got some toast.
Right. Are you going to Worcester with me this morning?
When is Bob Fisher not coming when we're going?
You going fishing with Bob Fisher?
Some days.
What time are they coming?
Oh, I don't think they'll come before 10:30.
We don't know, really.
Anyway, if they did, they'd probably wait. I don't know how much of a hurry the face needs to get in.
Mama.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
I think if we start right after breakfast, we have plenty of time to go and get back.
How could I get my clothes on? I have to go live with Christmas.
Well, you can put your clothes on. It doesn't take too long. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was a new system. Did you make it, Gemma?
What?
Tastes like lemon juice to me.
You have to guess once more.
You want any milk to your alphabet, Gemma?
Come, Helen.
Hmm?
Come, Helen.
What?
Made it.
Hmm?
Mama made it.
Oh, yes. I made it.
Gemma, did you know that Grandpa Tim used to call his mother Ma, too, when he was a little boy? And Tom used to call his mother Ma. But I haven't heard very many kids call anybody that now. I think Hester Bliss's children do.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I heard them say, but I'm not sure. That's what Hester calls her mother.
Bob Bisson always called his mother, Mom, Pa,
Father, Pa. Oh, yeah, Elton Martin called his mother Mom, and mother by Mom, Pa. But of the little children, I mean, you know, of the children of my generation, I had never heard anybody call it that until I think that's what Hester's children said, though they might have said Mom, but, you know, said it in such a way that I... Well, where is he now, Arthur Davis? Is he still at UPM? What did that thing, all those things? You know?
He apparently said a map that he'd been notified that he wouldn't be reappointed.
Oh, you'll need that if you're going fishing. My goodness, fishing is hungry work.
You know how to fish, Gemma?
Yes.
You do?
Take a pole and have it and put it down in the water and bring it back up until they got any fish yet.
That's right. Sit there and wait for the fish to grab onto the...
And this is Bran and Maple, and this is the white.
He's supposed to be quiet, aren't you?
Yeah, he's supposed to be quiet, and a certain kind of fish. That used to be the rule, I guess it's still true.
Since I have to sit quiet, they have to sit on me.
If you want?
When you go fishing for this kind of fish, I think you put worms on the fish hooks.
Mm-hmm. That's so the fish will come.
Because the fish like the worms, see. That's why that's the way they bite onto the hook, so you can pull them out.
And then we take them off.
Yeah, and then we take them off.
And then if
and
they're
take
If they're big enough and good enough, you can take them home and eat them. But when I was a little girl, we caught a fish. We put it in my grandfather's water tub.
We caught a horned pelican.
Where is it?
The fish that their mother caught died a long time ago.
Fish don't live as long as people do. Not most fish.
We had another farm named Yellow.
See, and my grandfather, Grandpa Tim's father, lived on the farm. They had some cows and horses and chickens.
And there was a lot of stuff. The stuff felt so big. Full of water for the cows to drink. And your mother put a fish in it after she caught it.
There's something that we could do with some food with me because I was hungry.
Yes, that could be yum. Fishermen sometimes do that.
But today we're going to take some food for all of us.
Are you going on this
expedition?
We all
get hungry.
Where are they going? How long is it lasting?
Well, we're going to Middlesex.
Mm. Are you going to?
Yeah, we'll be back. Jane says it's one of these Charles At. You've seen these cartoons of Charles Adams. She says it's that kind of a house. But I said something about that to Al, and he said, oh no, there's nothing Charles Adams is. But it seems there's a dead tree in front of the house that gives a rather ghoulish appearance.
Mom?
But Jane said it would be back in the afternoon, so I suspect it would probably, they could take us up to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I would doubt if it would be too much before 4, they would get back, but I don't know.
I have an idea.
Something like your fishing pole.
Interesting fishing will not endure terribly long.
No, I don't think so either, but since Chris is supposed to work on the roof.
Probably that's the reason Bob's getting them over there. I don't have a fishing pole, Jim.
Oh, where's my mommy's then?
Well, she...
I had one that you make out of a bush.
You used the alder bush. Alder makes very good fishing poles. Alder, the kind of bush that...
Mm. You eat a funny breakfast these days, Paul. Nothing but toast.
Well, will you excuse me while I get ready to go to Worcester?
Gemma, I'll bring down Paul's t-shirt and you hop into your shorts over there.
I'm broken!
Mm-hmm. Broken? What's broken?
Gemma hasn't eaten anything yet for breakfast. She's eaten perhaps a dozen of these and...
Hey, you better take your piece of toast with you then.
I think she's sick. Don't you?
How long you slept?
I told her. How'd you make the tea though, Kevin? Who made it? Go, oh, 2 minutes.
Let's go. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Get it
away
so it won't
get
hot.
That's a good idea.
Want some potato, Paul?
Mine made
a smell, too. No potato, Paul? All right.
Well, where'd you go today, Gemma, when you were in town?
I was asleep.
Oh.
Gemma slept nearly all the time we were here. In fact, it wasn't until we
were
coming out of the parking lot.
Bills.
The last stop. You woke up. There's some butter, please.
This when you people came in.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk around and look for Jane.
And I had to sleep.
Yes. We would keep coming back to the car to see how Gemma was getting on. She seemed to be doing all right.
Well, it seems that stomach is definitely
safe. How's your tooth?
Put
lemon like put in my cheese. No, you don't put lemon when you have milk.
It's tea!
Yeah, but it's not good to put lemon in your tea if you have milk in your tea.
You put either one or the other, see?
So when you come back again, Grandma makes you another cup of tea and try it with lemon.
Will you remember that, Gemma?
Thank you.
Did you come in the door and you say, Grandma, I remember you were going to make me some tea so I could have lemon in it?
Then she would go to the kitchen and make it quick and give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Gemma, you want to learn to talk Japanese while you're in California?
You could.
I want to.
Grammy Yamamoto and Grandpa Yamamoto can talk Japanese. They can talk English and Japanese. But mostly Japanese.
Maybe we could learn a song, Gemma. Like the songs in that book.
Well, I don't think they can talk Danish like I can. Do you think you talk Danish as well as I do?
Yes.
You get back in trouble.
What did you say?
Did you hear me say in Danish, how are you? Ich bin sehr gut. How do you say it?
We have to say good out. That's the way.
Oh.
See what I do with
them. You know, I meant to bring down some of those Dutchess apples, but I thought it'd be nice. If Grandma Helen made you some of her wonderful apple pie for you and all. I have to wait till you come back now.
I was going to say,
hey,
portrait of Tom.
out to the Yamamoto's place. Let them fire.
Yourself portrait?
Yeah, that one on the panel.
Who could pass it back for me?
Get it if you really want it.
Wears me out to think of running around.
Something like that required.
Well, I better weigh all my... I'm going to take this thing full of prints. I better... No, sir, that's crazy. You tell Ronald that I hastily just left all of the glass down there on top of the piano.
Why don't you bring it here?
Because I was in a hurry.
And it was raining.
And it was raining and it was...
What did you see it off for?
I'm not going to carry glass to San Francisco and back to New York.
But if you're going to undo them, why didn't you undo them here?
If she had, she wouldn't have made the sale to Polly Holden, probably.
Well, yeah, that was one of the reasons I thought I could, that way I could stay away, stay around longer and still get it done, but... Well, it doesn't make much difference, actually. It's no more work one way or the other.
Well, yes.
Why?
It requires a special trip down to get them, you know. We may lose them, you know.
Well... And it doesn't really require a special trip because that trip there was made anyway. The only thing is having it over on the front. But there were too many people and we couldn't put... That meant we would have had to load it into the trunk and...
I'm sending you still some of my tea.
And it was pouring rain when we left. That's why we... I just slipped the portfolio into the back seat.
Here what?
Here you are.
People crave to divide that.
You want some applesauce, Jim?
Paul,
I want some applesauce.
If he starts on it.
You don't?
It's applesauce, Paul.
You want some applesauce, Jim?
No, thank you. Put it in the bag and he might take some. So he wants some.
Is Jim and I going to have applesauce?
Get some to Paul and then he might have.
Stop. If he does, he'll come over.
He's got to learn how to do this. We don't need to spend half weight on him all his life. He misses lots of good things that way. Just like you do, see? You don't realize what a lot of good things you
don't need. If you don't want any, come Helen and Mommy don't want any in this way.
Math?
And Paul. Come Helen, you took the decision. I think Mary.
I did what?
Hello.
What, you want some applesauce?
No. Did you say no?
Well, that's just his exploratory remark.
Boy, you're going to be serious difficulties here.
Especially
leaning
on
the
appreciate your coming
table.
Over to me.
Holding
you're
him.
Full of
holding
urine.
Up.
You smell, Paul. We can throw you in the bathtub quick.
Where's some more applesauce, please?
Mm-hmm. Eat up the
see if
meat.
Paul won't take a little bite.
I don't like this, Paul.
I got it on purpose for you because it's one of your favorites.
It's all the same. What it means is you're not very hungry. That's what it means.
You want some more salt? Just a little more down here.
It's me not halfway where I'm at.
Well, considering applesauce is the mainstay of the Avogadro family for 5-6 months a year, I'm surprised. I mean, I'd be surprised if they didn't eat much of it.
There's something I close my eyes when I'm going to close my eyes when I'm going to eat it and bring it to
you. You decided you'd have some, did you? Having been coaxed and teased and cajoled. Take it from me. I don't
look.
Know any of those shenanigans.
Something.
What?
However, Paul, I'll leave you to eat it yourself. I'm going to take my shower and start your bath. No.
Here you are. Want to do it?
Paul, I'm going to take a bath.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to have some more applesauce.
You want your applesauce, eat it.
You got some, you did.
Paul.
Okay, I cleaned up my plate, ate up all my potato, and ate up all my wiener pulsa, ate my carrot stick, ate my cucumbers, cleaned up my bread. I was a very virtuous person. This is dessert bread. This isn't mean pork bread.
Oh. Want a little more coffee?
Some old brew.
No.
There's one on the
yeah, but that's not for people who don't eat their potatoes. Me.
You go on the floor?
Not do anything.
Not do anything, huh? Wouldn't that be too bad? Jump. This is not a safe table to play on. This, remember, this is a leafless crack, see? And it might tip the
food off.
The food off. Break the table and everything.
And break the thing. I'm not going to finish my food.
Here.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
want to sit down right on top of you.
That's okay.
It is. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm going to sit on that bed.
Uh-uh. You want to see in?
Said it would help the trees grow better, didn't it? What three were baby trees on by the sand pile? A great big tree.
Did you go down at all in the morning? mowing the lawn. Are you?
Mommy? Come back to the lawn. Come back to the lawn.
What, on the tractor? With the lawnmowers?
And who did the raking?
Pa.
Oh, that was good.
Everybody was working last night.
And Pavlov, I mean Shawnee, was sitting here watching and watching and watching for somebody to come home. And nobody came home.
You're going round.
Oh, round, round, round.
Grandpa
didn't
go to
shopping. Oh, just for fun. I want to see what our breakfast sounds like on the radio. I mean, on the tape recorder.
What do you think you'll do at nursery school today?
I think I could swim or something.
Looks like a good day to swim. I think it's going to be kind of hot today.
Where does the nursery school go from here?
Down there where the nursery school playground.
What put in? What sort of place they have there? Is there a pool there?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen it.
Can you be down in the playground?
Yes, but I didn't see any place to swim.
You can go now and see.
Oh.
When you're going down to the college.
That's a good idea.
There's water.
There's water? Is it a pool like yours in Denmark? Or a bigger one?
A bigger one.
Tell them it's an emergency.